Hello and welcome to Witchy Wellness Radio. I'm your host, Lauren Chalantani, women's holistic health coach and fellow recovering perfectionist. This podcast was created to show you that your body is not in the way. It is actually leading your way. Hi, everybody, and thank you for listening to Witchy Wellness Radio. I am your host, Lauren Chalantani. This episode is number 33 with Caroline Franco, A Zest for Life. In the show, we talk about Caroline's new ebook, Zest Up, but it's available for pre-order now and soon to be released. Zest Up is about the steps to reaching a new level of experiencing your best life. And inside the book, it's 60 pages filled with juicy tips, tricks, and personal story examples, 10 templates to take your day-to-day to the next level with ease, and a whole new way of experiencing life is her personal guarantee for a zest-filled life. And all of this will be linked in the show notes below, but make sure to head over there and check this ebook out because any guests I have on the show, if you feel called to do something, follow through with that. Buy the ebook, do the program, but actually do the work for you. Because when you're able to do the work and show up, that's when you're going to change. Not by doing the same thing over and over again. Not by complaining that nothing has changed, because in fact, you haven't changed. In today's show, we talk about Caroline's backstory of how she went through multiple rounds of eating disorders, healing, and now wanting to inspire a zest for life for everybody. We talk about anxiety and realizing that other people don't have it together, that you're not alone on this, and that's okay. The vital importance of communication, how doing the work is self-care, it's not just bubble baths, and how beautiful that growth can be, how to be driven and not out of desperation. Using the law of attraction to get healthy, wealthy, and step outside of your inner perfectionist self. And we talk about Caroline's ebook, Zest Up, and so much more. Please enjoy the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Witchy Wellness. And today I'm so excited to talk to my friend, Caroline Franco, and she is not only a certified group fitness instructor, but she has the biggest zest for life that I know of out of anybody, and she is inspiring others to do the same. So welcome, Caroline.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm also very excited to be here. Thank you.
Yay, me too. I know we have a lot we want to talk about today, and we don't have, always. We never have trouble talking together. I asked you before we recorded what your title was, and you're like, oh, I don't know what my path is, you know, and I feel the same way sometimes. It's hard to condense it down to one word or one phrase, right. But you are such a passionate person for, you know, your own health and wellness, but helping other people and inspiring other people. And so I just wanted to start out. I love hearing people's background stories of how, you know, they healed through something traumatic or they are inspired to change and help other people. So could you enlighten us on how you kind of got into inspiring a zest for life for other people?
Absolutely. It's a long story, so I will keep it as short as possible. But the timeline goes, starting seventh grade, I mean, I had always these issues of feeling like I needed to belong. Did and I'd always wanted to be like the popular girl or wanted boys to notice me, and then all of a sudden my parents got divorced, and so at the age of 12-13 I saw my world crumble, but I couldn't control anything going on around me. So what I could control was myself. I could control the food I consumed, the exercise I did, you know, I thought those things would make more people like me in school. So I went through my first round of ED, like an eating disorder. I would say I definitely had a combination of obsessive, like, exercise plus anorexia. I lost like 30 pounds unnaturally at the age of 12, which was pretty crazy. Wow. It freaked out my dad. It freaked out my mom. And I was doing things like, well, so all I knew to do was just run. So I'd run every day and I'd track it in a little tiny book and I'd track my calories. I'd only eat 100 calorie packs so I could easily track all the food I was eating. It was a little crazy. And then I went a little bit back to normal because the divorce had finally cooled down. It was over. I was in high school. I got a boyfriend. And so I was like, okay, things are good again. And then I broke up with my boyfriend about junior year of high school and just dove back into I don't belong to, now that he wasn't around, I realized I never created a friend group. So once again, I was alone. I hated high school. I was terrified of going to college because I did not want to go to college. So eating disorder round two, I went back into it. It wasn't as harsh, but I definitely lost, you know, a ton of weight to make me look super, super thin. And I just was limiting the food I ate, overworking. I got really into lifting. So I had switched from, I found a love for group fitness back in the beginning of high school because I never had a sport, which also created the loneliness aspect because I never found the sport that I felt like I belonged in. So I was like, well, what am I going to do? I'll join a gym. And at age 14, 15, I was going to group fitness classes with a bunch of moms, which I loved it. But that was like the start of my fitness journey. And then I found the weight room. And then by like junior, senior year of high school, I was just going so hard at it and in such a unhealthy way. And then I was scared to death to go to college because I had no idea what I wanted to be. And I was still like, didn't want to leave my mom. Didn't want to, you know, I couldn't control anything that was going on. And everyone would come back from college visits and say, oh, I fell in love with the campus. It was just so perfect. I can't wait. And I'm over here like, oh, I'd rather go to work. I'd really rather just work all day than be stuck in a classroom. I had terrible anxiety. So I did the easiest thing I could do. I went to Ohio State, switched majors way more than I should have, but that's what happens when you don't know what you want at 18. And I figured out, you know, I like communications. I like to talk. And I minored in health and wellness because after my second dose of anorexia, it calmed down major in like my sophomore year of college because I started going to Italy with friends, not just with family. And the reason I get to go to Italy every year is because my dad is from there. My whole dad's side is there. And seeing that culture at an older age just really helped me view food entirely different. So it made me view food as not just mere energy, like just calories, as an experience, as a way to share your love, because I did love cooking. And maybe that also led to my obsessiveness with food because I was always thinking about, you know, my enjoyment was cooking the food. So my biggest like change happened was during the end of my college career where I just was like, food is medicine. It's a wonderful thing. And that's why I did my minor in holistic nutrition and I learned all about Eastern medicine. And I grew my love for that. I learned that fitness wasn't just destroying your body with weights, even though, you know, muscle is very important and weights are important, but it's, you know, cross training and doing a little bit of yoga and doing a little bit of all these different types of exercise, whether it's HIIT or cardio some days. I'm a very all or nothing personality, but I've slowly learned to, you know, balance it all out. And so that was kind of majority of my journey. And then the other huge fuel to where I am today is I remember actually during my freshman year of college, I had a friend and he was like, you need to start an Instagram. You work out every day, post your workouts on Instagram and, you know, it'll be so cool. It'll be so cool. And I was like, no, I don't really want to do that. He's like, you have to, you make food, you work out, just post on Instagram. So I started Instagram and it was, oh my goodness. I cringe when I look back at my first Instagram post back in 2017. But now I'm at a point where I get on Instagram, not for a like, but for a comment. Because when I see these comments, they just give me energy to keep doing what I'm doing. The more open I've gotten on the social media platform with talking on stories, with opening up about my past and what I've been through, the more people tell me, you know what, That's me too. And after spending my whole life alone, thinking, not alone, but thinking I was alone, let me correct that. It has been absolutely eye-opening that we're not alone. Everything, you know, she has anxiety going to right before bed too. And she has that struggle, and everyone has a struggle all day long. And I sometimes worry, like, you know, I talk a lot about struggles now as my Instagram has transformed from workouts, food to the whole thing, because I've become very holistic, that I'm a lot of mental health, and that a lot of people don't want to talk about mental health. They kind of want to just ignore it. But at the same time, I know if it just impacted one person that day to say, wow, you know, she's trying to smile through this pain, I can too. That is all the fuel I need and more to continue finding ways to help even more and help people feel not alone. Because while I love and am passionate about fitness, about food, about, you know, being well, there's nothing I want to do more than make sure people know that they are not alone on this earth, because that is another thing that the Italian culture has taught me. You know, you're here for 90 years, maybe 100, depending on, you know, the way you live and what really matters. I mean, what we go to the grave with is not our body. Technically, it's not, you know, we lose that. We lose all the things that once was quote unquote ours, these material things, but you go to your grave with the impact you left on this earth. And if you made people's day, that is a bigger legacy than any dollar bill you could have in your, you know, bank account. So what has fueled me to keep wanting to get on and grow to share my love for health and wellness and fitness is hearing people's stories and that they resonate with me. So where I am today is just because of all of that. And that's why I'm a group fitness instructor as of today, because had I not done that in the beginning of my fitness journey, I wouldn't want to give back. So, you know, those instructors gave to me, they taught me fitness, they made me feel empowered and confident to eventually go and work out on my own. And now I want to help people every day, because when I see people's faces after my classes, you know, sweaty and happy that they, you know, were pushed through this workout, it's so rewarding. And when I post, and who cares how much likes I get, but I get a DM saying, oh my goodness, that looks delicious, I have to make it. Oh my goodness, I needed to hear this today. That's just, that inspires me to inspire others and give a zest for life, a happiness for life. I want people to wake up every day happy and energized to go do, because I can't do any of the work for them. You can only do the work for yourself. But what I can do for others is give them that smile, that energy, that feeling in their chest of anxiety to go away and know that they are capable. So yeah, that's the story.
I love it. And I love what you said about hearing other people's stories and how social media is a place where you can find community and, you know, sharing your story and being vulnerable, whether it's online or offline with people, is super powerful, because I know both our personalities are similar.
Yes.
And like holding that in is not, I mean, you don't have to share your whole life story with everybody, you know, whether it's helping a group of people or being in a relationship, it's like you have to open yourself up. And not only is that healing for yourself, but other people, for sure.
Right. And I may be biased coming from a communication degree, but I can't tell you, like, you know, everyone you come in contact with, you have to communicate with. And the healthiest relationships I have in my life are because we can talk about anything and everything. And it's just that it's so healthy. Bottled up emotions and feelings leads to nothing good. I can tell you that.
Yeah. Never good to hold that all in. And I love seeing people like you who, you know, you're very passionate about being holistic, but also like working out, being in your body, pushing yourself and challenging yourself, because like there's nothing better than like that post-workout high and like feeling proud of yourself, and you could see that growth, and it just requires you to believe in yourself, to focus, to, you know, one Absolutely. Breath at a time. Yeah. And it's a beautiful metaphor for the rest of life, really.
Right. It is. And it's, you know, people will be patient and want to see those results in the gym, but other areas in life, they think it's going to come fast, that the money will come fast, that, you know, moving up in your job will come fast. No, you know, you have to be patient to make growth in other places. You know, you have to endure to see your body get stronger, but people kind of want to find a cheat, a pill, a easy out for all the other areas. So that's why fitness is a great example that I like to use a lot.
Mm-hmm. And I think like the magic pill concept to me, because I come from the same like controlling background of wanting everything to be perfect and I have it under control. And I know like if I just do X, Y, Z, the result will be what I wanted. And, and I think with the pill, it's the same thing. It's like, if I just take this, or if I just count these calories, if I just work out this many times, you know, my life will be perfect. I'll have the perfect body.
Perfect little. Yeah.
And it's about, first of all, being aware that you have those tendencies.
Right.
But there's this quote that I love is, it's, you know, you can't read, if you're inside of the jar, you can't read the label. So getting outside of your jar, getting outside of your head and looking and observing yourself. And I think health and wellness is a very healthy, it can be a very healthy way to do that. Other than yoga, other than meditation, you know, find your own groove, and being aware of it and not doing the same things over and over again and obsessing and, you know, belittling yourself over not seeing results, over, you know, not being good enough, and realizing where your triggers lie and kind of dig into why when someone says something or something happens that you might go into those obsessive behaviors or spiraling down that anxiety, like nonstop train. And taking a second and touching in with yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think another way to put it too, it's like with my tendencies and a lot of people's tendencies, it's like, I thought about sand. I've heard this metaphor before where you grasped onto the sand so tight, it's going to fall straight through your hands. But when you just hold it and let it be, it stays there. So like when we grasp so hard on wanting something so much and stress so much about it, I mean, if you take a second looking back, you see not only was it not nearly as bad as I thought it was going to be, as my stress and anxiety told me it was going to be, but I didn't imagine that happening. The most amazing thing happened and I didn't even put the two and two together. Most things in our life that are a blessing, a miracle, are exactly what we want, is something we didn't even know we wanted. We can't even, you know, imagine. So when we just show up, put in the work, and let it all go, you know, let everything else go, as hard as that sounds, I'm terrible at letting go. It does manifest. It really does.
Mm-hmm. And another way of saying that is, for me, it's like, do I want something out of desperation? Like what you were saying with like grasping that sand and making it fall through your fingers. Or is it a desire or a want? You could feel when you're desperate. When you quote unquote need something, you need to lose those 5 pounds, you need to have those new pair of shoes or whatever. Yes. But do you really? And it's really, it's really about, well, why do you want to lose those 5 pounds or why do you want those shoes? How do you think you're going to feel once you have those?
Right. Exactly.
And for me, I practice all the time. It's like, okay, well, why do I want that? All right, big goal or small goal, whatever it is. How can I make myself feel like that every single day? You know, well, do I want to feel more freedom? When people say, you know, I want more money, I want a bigger bank account. Well, why? Do you want to do what you want to do? You want to be able to eat healthy foods? You want to feel free? You want to feel whatever? How can you do that day to day and incorporate that? And that goes into health and wellness too, is, you know, not focusing on the the bloating or the weight that you want to lose or heal. It's focusing on, one, the health that you already have, and two, that feeling of like, yeah, well, why do you want to lose that weight? You know?
Yeah.
That's my little tangent.
Oh no. And I couldn't agree more. Like, I'm dealing well with so much, but one of my biggest things right now is I'm not scared to admit, is I sometimes think a lot about money, and I worry, like, not that I want to be like just money purely just to, you know, live and not to stress about bills and whatnot. But as I originally started writing my ebook purely as value, to, you know, give value, to share another way, to have something tangible that's not on a social media app for others. But now as I think more and more about money, I get called out by my friend always, you're not, like, reminding me, you're not writing this ebook to make money. It's not about making money, because when you put in your whole heart and your soul and you give it the best you can, it will give you exactly that in return. But if you're just trying to, you know, lose the weight as fast as you can, make the money as fast as you can, fast results disappear incredibly fast. But, you know, the longer, the more patience, the more you give in, the more you'll get out. It's a fact. So if you put in work for 5 years on your yoga practice, you will have, you know, this unbelievable feeling of I'm of such accomplishment. But if you, you know, put in 5 weeks and think, you know, you're already going to be able to do the hardest of poses, then you're going to just gonna fall over. It's just, that's how it works, unfortunately. But patience, which is hard as control freaks who want to see, as me personally, I want to see result after result. I want to know all my work, all my thoughts, all this, whatever is going somewhere. But that patience thing, it's necessary.
Yeah. And speaking of ebook, we wanted to talk about this ebook anyway. It's called Zest Up, and it'll be out. It should be out around the time where the episode's released. So I will link everything.
Quotes
in the show notes. Yeah.
The pre-sale will definitely be up by then. Okay. It's just a matter of, I have full confidence it's going to be amazing. It's just taking forever because I keep on wanting to add more and more. And at some point I need to tell myself that's enough. But yeah. Yes, it should be out last week of September, first week of October.
Awesome. So tell us what is all entails in the Zest Up ebook.
The Zest Up ebook. It's my first of hopefully quote many ebooks. So it's not entirely my whole manifesto, but it's a start. And I believe that, so my mantra, my quote, my inspiration is inspiring a zest for life. So I want you to have energy for life. And now this book will help you zest up, energize even more, take your life up another level. So what does it take to make things another level in your life? Well, there's four areas. So one starts with your foundation. And it's the simplest of things you think you already know, and I already know, but when you hear something repetitively, it becomes a habit. And so the foundation is talking a lot about habits and what it takes to create a foundation that if the world falls around you, which I'm sorry, it will, we all have bad days, life does not go as planned, things happen. And so when everything feels like it's crumbling around you, you have a foundation that you can sink through, that you can stand on top of. And so there will be, throughout the whole entire ebook, I have a total of, I'm working with my graphic designer, about 15 templates for you to the people who buy the book are able to download and use, because I kind of want it to be one, an ebook, but also, again, I cannot make you do the work. I can give you as much as I can. It's up to you. So how do you do the work? Well, I learn best by doing. So I want to give templates in order for people to use every single day to create a consistent lifestyle and get that engraved, so they're ingrained into their system, so they don't even have to think about it anymore. It's just part of their lifestyle. So their life continues to stay zested up, because I'm not trying to just give something for a week and then you move on to the next trend or the next thing, whatever. No, this is something I want people to, you know, to change their life forever. And it's the littlest things, but do they make a difference? I mean, to the max. So chapter one is all about your foundation. Chapter two is your fuel. And I go in depth about, you know, there's only so much, like, I have a handful of recipes, and in the fuel section, I talk a lot about what we're eating, but also our relationship with food. In every single trend, there's intuitive eating, there's keto, there's 18 diets. Doctors are saying eat carbs for breakfast. Doctors are saying eat high fat for breakfast. You know what? I'll tell you about it in my ebook, but I'm a little bit over it. And then the chapter 3 is all about your machinery, so your body, your physical self, and how you can take that up another level and not fall again into the trends. Into it almost sounds like I'm kind of like trying to talk about mostly trends here and like how to just not ignore them, but take them with a grain of salt. And so we talk a lot about how I give templates on how to build different types of workouts, so you know different types of movements, so you find what's best for you, because what works for X and Y over there might not work for you. Take inspiration from them, but don't say their workout is exactly the kind of workout you're going to find joy in. Because believe it or not, you know, moving our body is such a meditative experience. It's such a, you know, helpful experience that we need every day. And it doesn't have to look like an hour in the gym. It really doesn't. So I kind of explain that in that section. And the last one is the production of everything, aka the best version of you. And so that's chapter 4. And that's tying it all together. And again, those little tiny things that people brush over, not really thinking about, or quote unquote, don't have the time for, as most people, guilty as charged, like to say, that really seals the deal on creating just a happier version of yourself with exactly everything you already have, because you were already born with everything you ever needed. You were already born the best absolute version of yourself. This is about zesting up and bringing out exactly who you are and the best way to live your life, because it's literally going as we speak. Unfortunately, like, it's depressing to say that out loud. Like, it is, we're losing, not losing time, but you know, you only have so much. So wasting another moment is not worth it. Not at all. You're too much. You have too much value to waste that. So that's what I talk about in my ebook.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of zest for life in that ebook.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That was the, yeah. You'll see a lot of bold zest ups here and there in the paragraphs.
Ooh, I love it.
I love my lemons.
I think that sounds like such an amazing, you know, I don't want to say how to, because you said it's like you have to do the work and you have to find something that works for you. It's not going to be one size fits all. But it is a tool. It empowers you on those four pillars to take a good look at your life, to learn what works and what doesn't work, and grow and become healthy in all ways of life. Mm-hmm. Yay. So
that's what I'm excited. I've been working so, so hard on it. Writing a book is something I never thought I'd do. I've never thought I was a writer, but that has just been slapped in my face, because saying you're not something, it's a lie. My mother, I actually quote her several times in this book, because you know, moms are the best teachers in the world. She always said to me, and I don't know who originally said it, but I'm giving her credit, that you can do anything. You cannot do everything. So I could be a writer. Maybe I'm not the best, but that doesn't mean I can't write. And that doesn't mean I can't write a book that's going to help others. Is it, you know, going to be New York Times bestseller? Heck no. But that doesn't mean I need to stop. You know, you don't. And I think that's where we're getting to in our world, is you're allowed to have passions and you're allowed to have as many as you want. But because of the world we live in, it's so easy to make them a career, right? But it doesn't have to be. You're allowed to have 12 passions, but one of them can just be, you know, because you want to do it on a Saturday afternoon, period. You know, it doesn't have to be the stress, and because what happens is a lot of people turn their passions into careers, which I'm also doing that. So I highly recommend doing that. Do not just sit and waste time doing what you hate. But at the same time, it's, you know, you can have a passion that's merely just a passion to help you enjoy life, or that makes you enjoy life a little bit more. and not so much that you have to post about it and you have to talk about it all the time or whatever. Mm-hmm. Just, even though you're not the best, why are you comparing yourself? This is for you. So why are you, you know, going to the gym? It's not about comparison. It's for you to feel a certain way, you know, those kind of things. So yeah.
Yeah. And
that's what I recommend.
I love that, because I think a lot of people, you know, being an entrepreneur and especially a passion entrepreneur is big right now. And I don't want to bash it all. It's a lot of work.
Oh, no.
It's
yeah.
a lot of work.
Oh, yeah.
Number one.
It's a lot of work and it's a lot of patience.
Yes. Yeah. Because you're everything. You know, it's not, you're yes. not just the pretty face in front of the company. You know, you got to do everything on the right. back end and yada, yada. No.
And it goes back to the whole thing. If you want to be an entrepreneur and you want to, you know, have your own private jet in a year, well, you know, fast money equals fast loss of money. Like, you know, you don't keep things you get quickly. It goes straight back to that. And so people want to, you know, make this, to have this dream career, which is 110% possible. But we see people in their final stages. We see people on their chapter 14, their chapter 15 on social media and think, heck, I can do that. No. Did you see chapter 3? Oh, honey, things went down in chapter 3 that you did not see. Ooh, they girl. Cried every day. They thought they were going to just quit, but no one sees that chapter of their lives. So with entrepreneurship, it's not a 9-to-5. You don't get to clock out and say, I'm done. No, you work till 10 o'clock at night and you wake up at 5 a.m. and you start right again. You give up your weekends. You give up, you know, a lot of stuff. And it's wonderful because the things you work so hard for, oh, it's so rewarding, but it's not for everybody. If your passion is just to, you know, have a 9-to-5 and then you can check out and just enjoy your evenings, then that is amazing. If you love college, amazing. If you don't want to go to college, amazing. You know, everyone's amazing.
We're all amazing. Yeah. I mean,
yes.
I relate to that so much of wanting to make it a career. And I love yoga. We talk about it all the time on here. And yes. I've done teacher training. I teach occasionally, but it was like one of those things I had to ask myself, and just like what your mom said, she's a very wise lady. You know, you can do anything, but not everything. And I have been like, you know, I'm sure I would love teaching, but like right now in my life, I'm not sure this is the right decision. You know, the limited time I have, sure. I want to take that yoga class. I don't want to teach it. You know, I need to show up for myself.
Oh, it's way different. Yes. Yeah.
And I don't have to be professional, quote unquote, professional in everything that I love doing. And I think a lot of people in our circles and women and who, you know, men too, but like we want to turn our passions into a career or something lucrative. And I think there's a lesson in, you know, doing something just for the fun or for the pleasure of it. And like you said, not posting about it, not documenting it, and like letting it go, you know?
Right. And absolutely.
Yeah. And even if it's like, I don't know, painting or
for sure. music,
the one of those, my sister loves those coloring books. It's like adult coloring books.
I've started one maybe those one time fun. And then forget about it.
Or even reading a book.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. No. And it's, or maybe just take an ego check that you can have this career that is your dream, but maybe it only makes you a certain, like, you know, you could make 100-200K at this one job, but maybe you're only making 80K at your dream career. Maybe that's okay. Cause now you wake up happy every day and you still can pay all the bills, but yeah, you can't afford all the luxury, but you know, what's more important, this lush luxury life or the life you truly want to live that's not competing to be in a certain type of label. So, you know, it's just, that's my thought.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
You know a lot more than you think. We all do. And I think we all do. And I want to add to, like, you know, being an entrepreneur or just being a human being, the difference Absolutely. Between when you compare yourself to somebody who has like a rocking body or a rocking yoga practice or a rocking business.
Right.
And you don't see those previous chapters. The exactly. difference is not only that, the difference is they keep showing up.
Yeah.
No matter what happens, you know, they take care of their shit. They take care of themselves. They keep showing up. No matter what's thrown your way, You know, mm-hmm. you can't predict life. There's going to be things that are going to
fall apart.
Yeah. But you got to, you know, keep showing up. And right. that's hard. And it doesn't mean you can't take a day or whatever and collect yourself, take care of yourself. But it's, you know, I'm learning this too, is in yoga, it's called tapas, or like fire, or that hard work, that work ethic right. of continuing to build that fire, to build that, you know, showing up for yourself and mm-hmm. for mm-hmm. everybody. Like you do, Caroline, everybody you want to inspire and that zest for life. And when you right. get that feedback, that just fuels that fire more. And you're like, this is what I have to do. This, you know, right. not only is it healing for you, because I say this because I know it's the same way with this and everything else yeah. I do. It's equally as healing for you as it is mm-hmm. other people that you're inspiring. And that's so wonderful. I just love it.
Yes. And the word that's so popular, and I actually despise it, it's called hustle. And I don't like that word. I prefer the word grit. And yeah. grit to me is, you know, people ask like, where do you get the motivation to eat healthy? Where do you get the motivation to go to the gym every day? No, there's no motivation. Sometimes I don't want to eat that. So I can tell you a lot of mornings I do not want to get out of bed without question, but it's about showing up, which is exactly what you're saying. It's about saying day after day, I don't care. You know, you don't have to give 120% every day. Just show up and do the work, because one amazing, you know, yoga flow practice, one amazing workout, one amazing meal is going to do squat diddly. But if you have 8 great ones, 2 semi okay, some pretty good, 80 that were, you know, terrible, that still all adds up to amazing, amazing growth and, you know, amazing set like accomplishments. But that's just showing up. It doesn't matter how bad or how good it was. I mean, it does, but if we're talking long-term, it's discipline, and that's what's create results. Not just one amazing time, but the consistency for sure.
Mm-hmm. And, when I have health coaching clients, I always tell them, you know, whenever the issue is, or, you know, weight loss or digestion or anxiety, we didn't get to this point overnight. You know,
exactly.
It's not going to take over. It's going to be long and then overnight to get over this or heal this or, you know, and the older I get, the more that I realize that grit is so important, because you know me, I'm like super woo woo yoga.
Yes.
Meditation all the time. We're talking about, I mean, the show is called Witchy Wellness Radio, but you got to do the inner work, but you got to show up.
Right.
You know, you got to do the outer work.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, but also showing up with the mindset, with the attitude, with the, that's also 100% part of the game. Like if you show up and say, I don't want to be here, I don't want to do this, there's, you know, no benefit to this, nothing will ever come to you. Even when you show up, then nothing will come. But when you show up saying, there is a reason why I'm doing this, and it's hard to remember why, but that's what I talk about in my ebook. You got to have a crystal clear why, and that positive mindset and that energy. And once you have that happy, zestful energy, may I say, the results show.
Mm-hmm. You got to, you have to be what you want. It's not about becoming.
Exactly.
It's being the energy. It. Yeah. You already are it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bring it.
Bring it. Yeah. I love it. And that's what it is. Like your motto to inspire other people and to live your own life, you know, zest for life. That's what zest for life is love for life. And it's infectious. Just so like a disease can spread. Happiness.
Right. 100%.
Love can spread too, you know?
It's so much harder. For some reason, there's always more negative reviews than positive ones. There's always, you know, the person who's mad is always louder than all the people who are happy, but it is still 110% infectious. If you smile at someone, just watch them. I mean, my favorite grocery store is Trader Joe's. Multiple reasons, but mostly because their workers are friggin' happy.
They're so happy.
Like, they remember me. They like, and you know, they see hundreds and hundreds of people a day. But when I leave that grocery store. This is why Trader Joe's doesn't have any rewards, doesn't ever have any sales, you know, nothing ever goes on. But why does Trader Joe's consistently, you know, be the top dog, even over Whole Foods sometimes with all of like Instagrammers and the, you know, I bet it's doing well as a company, is because it's people, their workers all look genuinely happy to be there and have a smile on their face. And that is contagious. That makes me want to go back without even consciously knowing. That's why I go back there. You know, why do you want to go and work? A lot of people say they hate work. Maybe it's not even their job. It's your environment. It's the people you're surrounded by. It's, you don't want to ask yourself, but are these people healthy for me, or are they taking me down a notch? Are they bringing me away from my zestfulness?
Mm-hmm.
And you stop saying that word.
No, I love it. I love it. And sometimes you have to take a look and say, am I the person bringing everybody else down? Because, you know,
oh, heck yeah.
I'm not a perfect angel either.
No. So, and that is, I think, harder. I think that's the hardest, is saying,
that's mental, like, level. Yeah, I know.
You are the one in charge here of your own happiness, and, you know, what you do affects others. So when I, like, I, and unfortunately it happens probably to us often when we leave the situation, like, wow, I wasn't the kindest there. But, you know, you got to resolve that stuff and keep working on it, because you are definitely also held responsible, which sucks. But, you know, adulting, I'm learning the game here.
And you know, it's always going to be something new. We're always going to be learning, no matter what age we are.
So. Oh, no. There's never a, that's something, you know, I also talk about a lot too, is there's never this, and then I'll be happy, and then once I lose this, and then, no. Your life ain't ever over. No, it's just always going to be something. So stop waiting, you know, just do the work now. Be here now, whether, you know, you want, you know, you think you can or not, you probably can. You actually probably, you, I know you can, but yeah.
Well, awesome. I think we covered so much today. I love talking to you, and the zest just kind of overpours from you. Zest for life. Is there anything else that we did not touch upon that you wanted to talk about?
I don't really think so. I think we talked about some important stuff. I mean, I'm sure we'll, in a few months, we could talk more about different things.
Yeah. Well, thank you again for coming on. I had such a fun time talking with you, and I know all the listeners are going to really love your ebook, Zest Up, when it comes out.
Thank you.
And I always challenge my listeners, you know, we love having beautiful guests like you on the show, and value you and your information and your time and your passion and zest for life. So I challenge listeners, you know, to ask you, how can we be of service or provide value for you?
Right. And truthfully, it's I don't like saying this because it kind of sounds, I don't know how, I mean, egotistical, but I truly think the thing that makes me happiest every day is when someone takes their time on social media, whether it's on YouTube or Instagram or comment on my website, whatever it is, saying something, you know, positive, that I somehow impacted them, that I, you know, that I made their day, that they're going to do this workout, that they're going to do this recipe. So any support, knowing that I'm going in the right direction on one area that I'm working on in my business, is without question so helpful. Because I, like I said, I'm not getting, you know, all the answers right now. But if I get someone who's not doing it just as another influencer commenting to comment and whatnot, but it's someone who's genuine and just wants to say, Caroline, I loved what you did today, you know, that gives me all the butterflies and the happiness to keep going and knowing that I'm doing the right thing. So any support is absolutely, absolutely wonderful. Couldn't be more grateful.
Amazing. And then, where can we find you? Obviously on the gram, but I know you're kind of spreading out and like exploring other platforms as well.
Yeah, I am. I am also on YouTube. I have a website that has basically everything all encompassed into one. I have an email list that you can join join on my Instagram or my website that is exclusive when I work with brands or I have projects up and coming or whatever, they are like the first to know and get discounts with brands or giveaways and stuff like that. And yeah, just broadening. And then I will have anyone who does purchase the ebook, there will be a Facebook community. So that way it can get even more close and we can even feel more inclusive. And like we have, you know, friends to get us through all of this and that you're not alone in anything you do. And so then that also will be an awesome community to join. So lots of different areas, but mostly I am on the gram as we speak.
Well, amazing. Thank you so much again, Caroline.
Thank you again for having me.
You're welcome.
And, I enjoyed it.
And I'm sure we will talk again, probably on the show sometimes.
Love it. Thank you so much, Lauren.
And remember, open up, surrender, trust, and let your body lead the way.